Over the years, several Florida artists have enjoyed a sort of de facto master of ceremonies status on the Florida Folk Festival stage. Any of the following names would be quite familiar to any regular attendee of the festival. Cousin Thelma Bolton, Will McLean, Gamble Rogers, Don Grooms, and Dale Kreider, to mention but a few. Those names and many others resonate throughout the Florida Folklife Collection to such a degree that the songs and stories they have shared nearly comprise an unofficial biography of the performers and the festival itself. Many visitors to White Springs have enthusiastically enjoyed their role in the festivities as well. In working to digitize and preserve the folk festival recordings, I have often been impressed with the easy and comfortable rapport these artists have with their White Springs audience. It is little wonder, then, that so many of these audience members contact the state archives for copies of folk festival performances. In some cases, these patron requests contribute to the discovery of great moments from the festival stage, such is the case with our newest podcast, featuring Frank and Ann Thomas and a rollicking set from Don Grooms and Friends recorded in 1995. Requesting CDs of Folklife materials is very easy, and we encourage you to contact us for more information. Or you may utilize the Folklife database link on the left side of this screen to search for folk festival reels and access MP3 files that are available for all performances up to the 1980 Folk Festival. Additional MP3s will be added as digitization continues. But that's enough talk for now. We have good music on the way from the Thomases and Don Grooms. And as always, we thank you for listening.
What I'd like to do now is talk to you a little bit about our next act, and that's Frank and Ann Thomas, or Ann and Frank Thomas, depending upon which one of them you ask. They've been mainstays of this festival for many years and have both written many songs that have delighted most of us. And as I told Frank backstage earlier, my personal favorite song about Florida, which Frank said they are going to do tonight, to Cracker Cowman, and probably along with a lot of other witticisms, and so I'm going to leave it over to them. How about a big welcome for the Thomases?
How diplomatic.
Yeah, thank y'all. Are you having a good time? Are you enjoying the festival? Beautiful weather, great music, great camaraderie, great big family reunion. They were here long before Andrew Jackson, and they were the native heirs to this land. When Jackson said he would make a move west of the Mississippi, I guess he didn't think they'd make a stand and spill his soldiers' blood all through this Florida sand. They are Florida's native sons and daughters. They're a nation that stands up proud and free. They're the native Floridian, the Seminole Indian. And they're still here as you can see. And I bet they're always gonna be. They fought side by side with the Seminole when the soldiers tried to drive them from this land. They were fierce, they were brave, they'd rather die than be enslaved. And their roots run deep in this Florida sand. And there are Florida's native sons and daughters. They're black and proud of their history. They had to drink some bitter wine, but they stood the test of time. All them yacht losers, and they still walk this land proud and free. They started their migration before the 1800s. They were an independent breed, tough and resourceful, of living off the land. This Florida sand would fill their needs. Hardships they paid little heed. There were Florida's native sons and daughters. We are Florida crackers and we are proud. Though our numbers may be few, There are still one or two who can still crack a cow whip real loud. Working the land, the great-grandfather's plow. Yes, we're Florida's native sons and daughters. We are red, we are black, and we are white. But it's more than just a name. Florida flows through our veins. If you think we're a little proud, I guess you're right. Because we're the Florida natives. We're red, we're black, and we're white. Thank you all very much. It's an honor to be out here. This song is about an endangered species. This beard may be stubble like a cut over sugar cane feet. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't yield. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived. The world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed him by. Old Bon Mazel, he's gone, but the legend lives on. Jake Summerlin and old Sam King, the beginning and the ending of an era now gone. And men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get them down. These old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed them by. Yeah, you know, thank you. We write a lot of songs about Florida, but I guess there's also such a thing as a love song.
And I think you should write one sometime. Don't y'all?
Yeah. You're a beautiful woman, it's easy to see. Your skin is so fair, your long hair flowing free. Your smile could bring out the flowers in spring, but that ain't the reason that I love you, sweet thing. I'd catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee. I'd ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a pole cat from an old hollow log, or roll on my back like a flea-bitten dog. For a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits. Now you are a woman of high social grace. That highbrow life is written all on your face. But we'll blame it on your mother, cause somehow another someone sure taught you how to cook good biscuits. You got an hourglass figure, and your legs is real shapely. Well, Ann used to have an hourglass figure, but it turned into an alarm clock. I ain't seen nothing to compare with you lately, and most folks would say that is how I got hooked. But you know that I fell for the way that you cook hot biscuits. I'd catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee. I'd ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, or roll on my back like a free-bitten dog, for a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits. This is genuine love song. This woman's liberation is even better, and it seems you're learning to do all kind of smart things. If the oven gets broke, well, you'll know how to fix it, and you can keep right on cooking them big cat head biscuits. I'd catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee, and I'd ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, roll on my back like a free-bitten dog, for a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits.
E.
The song's over.
Go to E.
What's this about?
We live in the woods, although I like the town. Whenever I need him, he's never around. I got a house full of critters and a yard full of dogs. On our last date together, we butchered two hogs. Horse biscuits.
Everybody.
He and I have been married for ever so long. I learned to pick bass, and I wrote all his songs.
Hey.
He's a pretty good feller, I won't do him wrong. But them biscuits, they come from a can.
Say
all
what?
Along, they're canned biscuits. You catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee, and ride him on your head all the way to Micanopy. Drag a wild cat from an old hollow log, roll on your back like a sorry old dog, and then I'll bake you some buttermilk biscuits.
Just another day in the life of a Florida cracker. You try to do something nice and it backfires on you sometimes.
Well, honey, I never said you weren't a trying man.
Okay, I'll have to think about that one a few minutes.
You do that.
You know, I guess songwriters sometimes write songs for love and for whatever other reasons, and then sometimes they just write songs because they get a little aggravated about something. And it really aggravates me every time I pick up a newspaper or see the television news and every hate group in this country is parading around, waving the Confederate flag. That's not what the flag is about. Now, I'm not standing up here telling you folks that the Confederate flag should be the symbol of any government or whatever, anything like that. I think it should just be put away, brought out and remembered by those who have ties to it. And I sure as hell don't think it should be the symbol of every hate group that's around either. There's a flag that once flew over Dixieland, and it always flew with pride and dignity. My great-granddaddy gave his life fighting for that flag, and it means a lot to my family and to me. It's a standard of the Southland, it's tribute to the memory of the brave Confederate soldiers who died. And that flag stands for honor, and it belongs to the Southern people, and may we always remember with pride. But now our flag is being desecrated. foul by filthy hands and defamed. Our flag has come to symbolize bigotry and hatred, disgraced, dishonored, and shamed. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for the Nazi party. And that flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. Our flag was at Manassas when Francis Bartow fell, and Jackson's line stood like a wall of stone. You saw the horrors of Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville, and Cold Harbor, but through it all, our flag was proudly flown. At the Battle of Gettysburg, saw our army in retreat. And when Atlanta burned, it heard the Southland cry. But our flag was shown respect by Grant at Appomattox when Lee had to tell his troops goodbye. And at the victory party, Lincoln had the band play Dixie in honor of those brave men who died. Fighting for that flag and the Southland they love, and may we always remember it with pride. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for a bunch of skinheads. And that flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. The stars and bars never stood behind a burning cross, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And my great-granddaddy didn't shed his blood for the Aryan nations. That flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. Thank you. I'm glad you agree with me and feel the same way. It just needed to be said, I felt.
This song is called, named, titled, The Storyteller, and I'd like to dedicate it tonight to Courtney Ann. Mother sat on the bank of a spring and told her grandchild of magical things like unicorns and dragons with gold on their wings and the old days of queens and kings. The child watched the clouds and saw pictures up there of elephants and princesses with long flowing hair, and unicorns, and once a pair of dancing bears, and an old man in a rocking chair. And the child cried, Nana, were there ever really unicorns? And did they dance and prance and could they sing? Oh, I'd love to been living way back then to see such enchanted things. Again she told her tales of Argonauts who sailed, swept them toward a fleece of gold, and Excalibur whose blade awaits King Arthur's shade, and the brightest of the heroes of old. And the child cried, Nana, were there ever really knights so bold? And did they find the Holy Grail? Oh, I'd love to ban live nothing way back then to see them in their shining mail. The generations pass, the spring at long last hosts that little girl and her own grandchild. And stories of the days of bygone sirens, so meek and gentle and mild. And the child cries, Nana, were there ever really manatees? And really, did they swim in the spring? Oh, I'd have loved to be living way back then to see such enchanted things. And the child cries, Nana, were there ever really manatees?
She has a way with words, doesn't she? Oh, she's back there soaking it all in. We're going to do something just a little bit different here. And it will all make sense as it progresses along. But I would like to bring out and introduce to you a friend of mine who is one fantastic songwriter. And he's written a song about something that I've also written a song about. And as it goes along, it will kind of, I think you will understand what's happening. But this young man is one of Florida's finest up-and-coming young songwriters, Mr. Mark Smith.
It's a great honor to be on the main stage Sunday night. It's an even greater honor to be here to pay tribute to the person who will be out here in just a few minutes. When I think of Don Grooms, I think of the mountains that I love so very much. And I think of Florida, my home, that I love so very much. And he is the place, he is the person where those two things come together. That's why I wrote this song. It's called Where the Mountains Meet the Sand. He came down from Carolina, from the land of Cherokee. Brought his words and brought his music to the swamps and to the sea. He turns a phrase to tell his story, turns a head each time he sings. And his voice will always echo, echo from the coast up to White Springs. He caught the essence of two places where his heart embraced the land. And he's the only spot in Dixie where the mountains meet the sand. He brings life to Cocoochee. He gave refuge to McLean. Cursed the Yankees on vacation, though he's not what you call me. The Smokies bred a soul for ballads. They put a tribe into his veins. And his tunes reach from those hilltops to the prairie they call Plains. He caught the essence of two places
where his heart embraced the land. And he's the only spot in Dixie where the mountains meet the sand. He caught the essence of two places where his heart embraced the land. He's the only spot in Dixie where the mountains meet the sand. Yes, he's the only spot in Dixie where the mountains meet the sand.
From Mr. Don Grooms. Thanks.
Mark Smith. Born and raised in the hills of North Carolina, his heritage Cherokee. They lived in a cabin way back in the woods. Snow blew through the cracks and the broken window pane. They had to do without things that money can buy. They were poor, but never short of pride. They had a love for the land, a respect for nature's ways. And his mother would tell him, walk proud and don't complain. Cherokee, you touched the heart and soul of America. Your songs will be treasured through the years. Your wry sense of humor makes us laugh as we cry. Walking with you down a sad trail of tears. From that little mountain cabin, you have come a long way to have presidents proudly call you friend. And to teach in our universities, you must have paid attention to the things that your mother had to say. You've traveled many back roads and you've met a lot of people. You've seen our country's best and its worst. And your songs tell about these things with the optimism that tomorrow is gonna be a better day. Cherokee, you touched the heart and soul of America. Your songs will be treasured through the years. Your wry sense of humor makes us laugh as we cry. Walking with you down a sad trail of tears. From the hills of Carolina to the flat woods of Florida, there were many detours along the way. And the road was often rocky, but a Cherokee is tough. The great spirit must have planned your destiny. And I know you're not a cracker and you're not Seminole, but we've overlooked these little faults. We have claimed you as our own. You are Florida through and through, and you're the biggest limb that's growing now on our family's tree. Don Grooms, you have touched the heart and soul of America. Your songs will be treasured through the years. Your wry sense of humor makes us laugh as we cry. Walking with you down a sad trail of tears. Don Grooms, you've touched the lives of people that you don't even know. You are an inspiration to us all. And you're the leader of our family now. Will and Gamble's gone. And that's not a choice that you can make. A higher power made the call. So lead on, Cherokee. We're following your footsteps to take this family down the path that it should go. You're our patriarch. We'll look to you
for guidance. You reach out and help us when we stumble and fall. And you may not be an eagle yet, but you're sure standing tall. Thank y'all. Good night.
Frank and Ann Thomas. Give another hand. Well, picture this in your mind here. I'm going to tell you a little story. This is about a fella about to celebrate his 85th birthday. And what he doesn't know is that his friends have decided to throw him a surprise party. And the appointed day arrives, and he walks into the room, and the confetti gets thrown up and all that stuff, and they make sure that his heart's still working good, and everything's fine. So he's sitting down, and they're having the party, and all of a sudden, a surprise mystery guest shows up. Happens to be one of those people that carries a little boombox and doesn't wear much clothes. And she turns on the music and starts bumping and grinding, and this old boy's sitting there, and his eyes are getting big as saucers. He's not moving. Looks kind of white. But he's taking it all in, and before too many minutes go by, the lady here in question, who's doing the bumping and grinding, has removed every single stitch of clothing that she has on, and she proceeds to walk right over and sit down in this old boy's lap, puts her arm around him, looks him in the eye, and she says, "Hey, big boy, you ready for some hot super sex?" And this guy looks up at her, and he says, "Ma'am, if it's all the same to you, I'll just take the hot soup." Oh, well, you try. Thank you. You're kind. I want to talk. I want to get serious here for a minute. Frank sang the song in talking about Don, and he mentioned the fact about Will and Gamble being gone. Well, there's another one of us that's not here this year for the first time in many years. And Doug and Wayne went out to mention him, Marty Schumann. And Marty was an international auto harp champion. He was a longtime resident of Gainesville and also in St. Augustine. Marty shared his music and his heart real willingly with everybody that was around. And I'd just like us to take a moment and say thanks, Marty, wherever you are. We're glad that you're there, and we miss you. And Marty played a lot with the next act that's coming out. Don Grooms and Marty made some records together. They played back in Hatchet Creek and all kinds of things. The Wednesday night music gatherings that Don and Sue Grooms have at their house, Marty was always a regular at. So without too much ado, if we're ready, let's bring out Don Grooms and all his friends and make them welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, anyone else who may be out there, after hearing Frank Thomas's song about me, I got this feeling I ought to die or something. But I think I'll put that off for a little while. Yeah. They're playing around there for a minute. I could tell jokes too, you know. About to write a new song about Gainesville's crack problem. You don't know about that? New law that you got to have at least 3/4 inch on the back of your bathing suit. Swear to God. Worrying about the wrong crack. Around the state of Florida, if you go down the interstate highways, you will find the roads clogged with Winnebagoes from Michigan. Now, up here in North Florida, that doesn't bother us much, but they go down to Orlando, to Disney World, pump out their sewer holding tanks, and the people south of Orlando get to drink that. Which explains why so many South Florida people are full of sewage. Actually, I do like Orlando. They've got glass-bottom buses, so you can see the hookers and the winos in their natural habitat. They got their OCB and the color TV and every third car on the road. Some old man from Michigan and a golden Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper on the highway. Hear him in a breaker one night. Only stopped to buy what they call pop and a pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they've been. Bumper down to where they're bound. Well, then they get away in the hay. Your feet never touch the ground. They got their OCB and the color TV. Every third car on the road. Some old man from Michigan in the golden Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water. It ain't no claim to fame. But the Sunshine State thinks theirs is great. Smells just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee loves it Winnebago. They got their OCB and the color TV. Every third car on the road. Ma and Pa from Saginaw and the golden Winnebago. Now we can't go around laying on the ground and sleeping bag are just our clothes. Cops will take you in if you're from Michigan. Golden Winnebago. I'd like to ride for hours in the land of flowers, home of the Seminole. Never see one man from Michigan. Golden Winnebago. When I get too old and my reflex is slow, got no business on the road. I'm going to move up north and buy me a 170-foot-long Winnebago. Tow me a Jap car behind it and have a couple of bicycles parked up on top. Going to have a sign that says no home, no phone, no income, no brains. I'm going to have a couple of kids sitting in the back seat throwing Pepsi cans out the window. I'm going to get in the fastest passing lane and go 15 miles an hour at rush time with my turn signal clicking in the wrong direction. And I'll have one safety belt buckle hanging out the driver's door making sparks on the highway. M-O-C-B in the color TV, every third car on the road. Some old man from Michigan in a golden Winnebago. You've seen them out there, have you? Yeah. We had thought about doing something extra for those who are hearing impaired. You want to handle it? For those who are hearing impaired.
Listen up.
But instead, we've got Diane over here who can tell you about it. Or we can do it the other way. The other way. Now, when I got out of high school, age of 17, I decided to go to New York City and get rich. Well, I got on a train called the Chicken Bone Special, but when I got to New York, I didn't get rich, and I came on poorer than I was when I went up there. So I had to try something else. But the Chicken Bone Special don't roll no more. From the Florida flatland to that eastern seaboard. In the New York City, sun rising red. Chicken bones all around your feet, dreams running through your head. Every night at 10:30, left Tampa Bay. Hit Jacksonville just about the break of day. Rode through Savannah and the Hardyville. Taking lots of poor boys from them southern cotton fields. They didn't have no money, they were dressed in rags. But the mamas packed fried chicken in them old brown paper bags, rolled into Charleston every day at noon. Charlotte, North Carolina, about the time the day was done. Richmond, Virginia, 10:30. Washington Station at midnight, and then just lay around the station, nothing to do but dream of New York City till 2:15. Then you roll up the country, too tired to sleep. Open up them brown bags, there's more chicken left to eat. In this divine. Dennis! Now the back side of New York is a low-down shame. When you see it from the window of a chicken bone train, that's all behind us now. Here comes the sun. There's Grand Central Station and a new life has begun. A lot of folks were sorry when the chicken bone went, but $28.39 was the cost of dreaming, and the price was cheap. 'Cause everybody knows in New York you'll get rich in about a week, but the chicken bone special don't roll no more. From the Florida flatland to that eastern seaboard, in the New York City, sun rising red. Chicken bones all around your feet, dreams running through your head. And it does not matter, she was not a queen, 'cause the chicken bone special was just a hauling special. She's retired along with most of her trains, but there's still a few around. In my travels around this country, I have found that people will believe just about anything you tell them. That's frightening, but true. You know, the checks in the mail. These homes and homesteads were built to withstand heavy winds. This town in Japan was built earthquake-proof. Liver is good for you. This will only hurt for a little while. This hurt the worst one. This hurts me more than it hurts you. Garbage. But I believe, I'm a natural born believer, I believe. Santa Claus comes down the chimney, Christ was born in the USA. Elvis is alive and Jimmy Hop's coming on someday. I believe that Listerine gonna cure the common cold. I believe Ed McMahon is sending me a pot of gold. I believe electrocutions put a stop to crime. I believe aerobic dancing improved Jane Fonda's mind. 'Cause I believe, I believe, I'm a natural-born believer, I believe. Santa Claus comes down the chimney, Christ was born in the USA. Elvis Presley is alive, Jimmy Hop's coming on someday. I believe that everybody ought to go to work each day. I believe the CIA knows what's best for the USA. I believe we need more presents. Superman can fly. There's a better day up yonder. Bill Clinton can't tell a lie. Cause I believe, I believe. I'm a natural born believer, I believe. Stanley! I believe in the Easter Bunny. He lays golden eggs. God made women special. They don't have hairy legs. I believe in war with Iran. Good guy always wins. Jim and Tammy Baker and the police are my friends. Cause I believe.
I believe.
I believe. I'm a natural born believer. I believe. Santa Claus come down the chimney. And if that's not enough, I believe we ought to build more timeshare condos on the Gulf. I believe.
I believe.
I'm a natural born believer. I believe. Santa Claus comes down the chimney. Christ was born in the USA. And I'll win the Florida lottery come next Saturday. You believe me, don't you, Dennis Devine? You believe me, don't you?
I believe every word you say.
Absolutely. I've been coming here to White Springs more years than I can remember, at least 25. And for most of those years, the lady of the South sat back over here, Cousin Thelma Bolton. In every performance that I could, she loved one particular song. And she liked to come out and sing the chorus on it. And it's hard for me to walk across the stage without seeing her there. Here's her song for Thelma. Just a bowl of butter beans. Pass them biscuits if you please. I don't want no collard greens. Just a bowl of butter beans.
Ham and biscuits are all right. Turnip sandwich a delight. I don't want no collard greens. All I want is a bowl of butter beans.
Here we go now. Just a bowl of butter beans. Pass them biscuits if you please. I don't want no collard greens. Just a bowl of butter beans. Art Crummer. Over there, yes, right. The one with both hands in the air. Now she's not pregnant like she's seen. She's just full of them good old butter beans. I said just a bowl of butter beans. Pass some biscuits if you please. I don't want no collard greens, just a bowl of butter beans. And when they lay me down to rest, I don't want no tombstone on my chest. And I don't want no evergreens, just a bowl of butter beans. I said just a bowl of butter beans. Pass them biscuits if you please, and I don't want no collard greens. Just a bowl of butter beans. I said just a big bowl of butter beans. One more remembrance song. The man who taught me more about songwriting than anyone else was Will McLean. And up here in the campground at White Springs, Will and Margaret Longhill were married. I don't have a song about Will and Margaret, but I have a song about a man who loved a train called the Diplomat and a woman named Margaret that he loved. He said, take me to the station. The Diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Can't you hear that whistle blow? God knows how I've missed them both since they've been gone. He said, let's not keep them waiting. There's been too much waiting for too long. So take me to the station. The Diplomat is bringing Margaret home. His woman's name was Margaret. He loved her, but she went away and left his heart undone. She rode off on the Diplomat. He don't know where Margaret's at, but he says she'll come. He hears a lonesome whistle blow. You can see his mind let go to another place and time. But the closest that he'll ever get to Margaret or the Diplomat is in his mind. He says, take me to the station. The Diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Can't you hear that whistle blow? God knows how I've missed them both since they've been gone. He said, let's not keep them waiting. There's been too much waiting for too long. Take me to the station. The Diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Now they say he talks crazy when he sees a passing train or when he hears Margaret's name. Lost before he'd loved enough, he's not to blame. Now ain't it sad the way love is? After hurting 20 years like this, he still feels the pain. They retired him 20 years ago, gave him a watch made of gold and took his train. He says, take me to the station. The Diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Can't you hear that whistle blow? God knows how I've missed them both since they've been gone. He said, let's not keep them waiting. There's been too much waiting for too long. So take me to the station. The Diplomat is bringing Margaret home. They retired him 20 years ago, gave him a watch made of gold and took Grandpa's train. Probably the one song that I've written has been recorded more than any other was a song I wrote for my mother, who raised all his kids with one thing in mind. She said, these clothes you're wearing, there's not much left of them. They're washed and patched. But we didn't steal them, and nobody gave them to us. So you wear them, and you walk proud. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. We lived way back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store was 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Son of my own, he's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it sometimes makes me cry, cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Thank you. My mother thanks you. Proud thing, when Bill Clinton was elected president, a friend of mine over in Gainesville sent him a copy of that song. Said if the American government would learn to use it up, wear it out, and wouldn't have to buy all this stuff, and we wouldn't have such a deficit. I haven't heard from Mr. Clinton yet. Speaking of making money, back in the 20s, well, even today, there are the same way of making money. This fellow had himself a woman that he farmed out, so to speak. He called her Sugar Babe. And this song is broken into several parts, but you will notice the masculine guitar arguing with the female harmonica until the female wins out in the end, as usual. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. All I want my sugar to do, make $5 and to give me two. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, makes $5 and she can keep $3. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, what's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, what's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, it's all over now. If she don't do better than she did last time, I'll do what it takes to make her walk the line. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, what's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, what's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, been thinking again. Held out $5 and then she kept $10. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Then she kept all the money she made. Didn't see no reason I should get paid. Sugar baby, it's all over now. One more time, guys. What's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, what's the matter with you? Don't love me like you used to do. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Oh yeah, sugar baby, it's all over now. Dennis Devine, Stanley Giver. We got time for a couple more. Where we are born and who our parents are, we have nothing to do with. That is decided long before we ever get on this earth. I was born in Cherokee, North Carolina. Through no fault of my own. If I'd have had any vote in the matter, Florida is where I've been born. But you can't call me a Florida cracker, though I love this Florida sand. If great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land. I had the flu the day the love bugs ate my mama. I went to pick her up in Zephyr Hills. But she caught the train to Apopka to work in the turpentine still. I caught up with her in Micanopy. She said she was doing okay by pleasing the interstate truckers at a place called the Cafe Risque. But you can't call me a Florida cracker, though I love this Florida sand. If great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land. Okay, Stan. Well, I worked my way through the tourists, squashed a palmetto bug or two. I yelled, "Mama, I ain't no Florida cracker," and I'm blaming it all on you, 'cause you can't call me a Florida cracker, though I love this Florida sand. If great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land. We got time for one more. I would like to introduce the group here at this time. Art Crummer, that's Stan Gebber.
Oh, thanks.
Stan, Wayne Martin down there. Wayne Martin. Dennis, this is, what is your name? Dan Peterson. Yeah, Dan Peterson. Dan, this is Dennis Devine.
Art, Dan Art.
Yeah. We threw this band together down by the portalettes. Might explain any of the sound problems you might encounter. I do love trains, you might have guessed that. And once took a ride on the Orange Blossom Special. And several years ago, I played a little real redneck bar down on the Loop Road off the Tamiami Trail. And this guy in a white Cadillac came in, and we fiddled. He fiddled, and we did the Orange Blossom Special. And I said, "You sound almost as good as Irvin Rouse, the guy that wrote the song." He said, "I am Irvin Rouse." Last year at Jim Billy's, Fiddle on the Swamp or something like that, they had Chubby Wise. Chubby Wise and Irving Rouse worked together, and they wrote the Lee Highway Blues and the Orange Blossom Special, but they divided the credit. Irving Rouse took the Orange Blossom Special, Chubby Wise took the Lee Highway Blues. But I've now played the song with both of them, and I think that's some accomplishment. But this one, well, I mean, not much of an accomplishment. I've never had a baby. That's an accomplishment. I have contributed to it. But from Gainesville, you used to catch a train right there in the middle of town. Then I went down one day and they said, no, you got to go to Waldo. So I went to Waldo and they said, no, it doesn't stop here anymore. So I wrote a song called The Orange Blossom Special Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore. They restored service. Yeah. She was a great train, though. The fastest thing between New York and Miami. If you want to go from New York to Miami or Miami to New York. Yeah. Well, the greatest train that ever run down America's railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. From New York to Miami, you could hear her whistle blow. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She hauled oranges and she hauled people down that seaboard line. From 10 miles away in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. Drivers rolling, watch them big steel drivers roll. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. You know, people line the railroad track to watch the OBS go by. Made grown men shiver and little babies cry. Shook the ground around small towns 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She took a lot of people from all them Florida towns, sights of New York City. She was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Gonna get some sand in my shoe. Said I'm going down to Florida. Get some sand in my shoe. Ride that orange blossom split. Lose these New Yorkers. I'm the coming down that railroad track. I said, look, I'm the coming down that railroad track. That's that orange blossom special. Bring in my baby back. Wayne Martin will lead us through the rest of the festivities.
Dennis, you're from the left. the whistle on a steam engine there, see? That part, whistle on a steam engine. Then they came out with the newfangled diesel engine. Went like this. That's a diesel engine. And every once in a while, there'd be an old cow standing on the railroad track. An old cow. That's an old cow. That was a steer. Don't explain it to him, lady. He'll catch on in a minute. If that cow would have stand on a railroad track, picture to get run over, you can bet your bottom dollar that rancher was riding up down the side of the railroad track, a brand new GMC, picking up a truck, roll bar, and a bucket of seats, and a hand tiller like a porcupine with a thyroid condition. He's blowing his horn trying to get the cow off the track. Killed the cow. While I've been doing all this little talking up here and explaining these things to you, the rest of the band has been holding an E chord. For those of you that don't play the guitar or the dobro or any of these other instruments, the E chord is one of the more difficult chords that there is to make. In fact, how y'all doing over there? You might say it's one of the more painful chords that there is to make.
All right, Wayne.
Kind of helps if you got a good case of arthritis or something and kind of knot your fingers up, maybe hit your hand with a hammer or something. One way you can tell this is an E chord is by the sheer look of agony on Don's face.
Let's move along, Wayne.
We hope y'all have enjoyed the festival. We're going to see if we can crank this old train up and let it move on down the track a little faster here, boys.
Art Crummer, Dan Peterson, the Divine, Dennis Divine. We've loved every minute of it. I hope you have too.
Don Grooms. Want him to do another one?
Are you gluttons for punishment, aren't you? Whatever we do now will not be in the key of E. Well, let me think.
Something not in E.
Tomorrow's... Well, that's in E. Yeah. Oh, listen, it's not that bad. We capoed up when he wasn't watching. I originally wrote this song as an inspiration. You know, you live one day at a time, and when this day is over, when the sun comes up tomorrow, you start all over, brand new, fresh. Everything in the past is behind you. Talked with Chief James Billy about that. He said, if we spent half our lives thinking about what's been done to us in the past, we would not be able to accomplish anything in the future. So I look at it that way. When the sun comes up tomorrow, it's a whole brand new world. Ready to get out there and do great things. But then I changed the song just a little bit in a way that you get the funds to do it with. Some days just drag on forever, and everything seems to go wrong. But when I win that Florida lottery, that's when a new life will start with the dawn. Then tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more. When life gets better tomorrow. No more poor Florida people walking those sad streets till dawn. 'Cause when I win that Florida lottery, I'm gonna pass a whole lot of it on. Tell me what you want, 'cause tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more when life gets better tomorrow. Whoa. Think about it while Dennis Lee just sits in some quiet meditation. Thank you. know I won't give my boss 2 weeks' notice. I probably won't even call in, but I'll agree with him when he tells me I'll never work in this town again or any other, 'cause tomorrow's gonna be a better day. We'll lose all our pain and our sorrow. We'll all have lots of money and love each other more when life gets better tomorrow. Thank you, and I hope tomorrow is a better day for all of you. It's a tradition here at White Springs, though, to have what we call a finale. Any of the musicians who have performed here this glorious weekend, welcome to come down on the stage and join with us in singing our tribute to Will McLean. Hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. It was in the late 20s that there came a great flood. 4,000, their graves was the mud. There was nothing could withstand that great tidal wave. Now the ghosts of the vanished still cry from their grave. Lord, hold back the water of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across the Okeechobee, they're calling, seeking for other poor souls. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Well, the Seminoles left there in haste and with speed. Their wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned black as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. I was looking around for a low voice. Lord, control. Now Lake Okeechobee is calm and serene. land all around her, fertile and green. But the people get fearful when the wild winds do roam. They look at that earth dam and they think of their home. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across the Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lord, Lake
Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
Lord, Lake Okeechobee, blue waters are cold. Thank you, folks. We certainly enjoyed it. See you next year.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Well, this is the end of the 43rd Florida Folk Festival